Today, my daughter Evelyn and I are going to embark on a project that I can already tell you is going to be one of my favorite projects of the year. Evelyn, she's 10 years old, and she's been riding motorcycles since she was a little kid. Today, we're going to put her on her very first Harley Davidson motorcycle. So here it is, guys, the bike at hand, 1961 Harley Davidson Hummer. It's a little 125 or 165. I actually bought this bike at the antique motorcycle swap meet in Wauseon, Ohio. You were there.
Yeah.
With the purpose of it being Evelyn's very first Harley Davidson. It's got some really cool features. We're gonna roll this thing back to the shop right now and get it fired up and going with some luck. And we're gonna put you on your very first Harley Davidson motorcycle. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. So first thing, you gotta be able to push it. All right, so let's peel this thing out. You grab those bars, kickstand up. Yep, there you go. And I'll help you push. All right, you got it. And you're gonna roll this guy right up on the lift, Ev.
Yep.
You through? Okay. Ready? Yep, you got it. Yeah. Nice.
Beautiful.
Should be good.
Nice, that should be good. Okay, look at this cute little thing. So, we're gonna not just educate you guys about Hummers, but this is Evie's first time learning about Harley Davidson lightweight. She knows knuckleheads, she knows panheads, she knows flatheads, but the Harley Hummers, Harley Davidson got this engine design post-World War II from the German DKW company as part of war reparations. So the DKW was a little two-stroke motorcycle, 125cc. Harley Davidson took on the design and in 1948 debuted the Model S, the 125. So actually wasn't even called a Hummer, I don't think, until maybe the 1950s. This bike, I'm not 100% sure, but it may be a 165 and not a 125, which is pretty cool. So Evie's 10, and today's the day she's gonna ride this Harley Davidson motorcycle. I can tell you, you're way ahead of me because I rode my first Harley Davidson when I was 14, so you're 4 years ahead of me. Evie rides a little dirt bike. She's been riding a PW50 and a 110 Yamaha for several years now. She drives my 49 Dodge pickup in the parking lot, got the clutch down, no problem. So I don't think this will be any big deal. I think she'll have it in no time. There's one thing though, before we ride this bike, we're gonna fix it, but okay. You also have to help me fix my Hummer so we can both ride together.
Okay.
You think?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. So next bike, bike number two, follow me. Where you at? All right, so all right, take a right in here. We're gonna cruise in, and this is bike number two, and it's even dustier than bike number one. This one, I think this
bike
is-
Bike number one is more rusty.
It is a little more rusty. I think this one, although, might also be original paint. And if it is original paint, that's really, really, really cool. So this one, I gotta say, first thing we gotta do on this, we gotta dust it off. This thing's too dirty to even work on. Run over here, let's spray this thing off real quick and see what we're actually working with. Sweet. A little on the tank. We got, oh man, it's cleaning right up. I don't normally clean bikes, you know? This is a little bit weird for me, but you know, knowing we might have to have some carburetors off and a few other procedures that might require getting into the engine, which we're hoping we don't have to, we're gonna go ahead and at least get the big parts of the dust removed. Hey there! That's okay, that's cool. All right, ready? Let's do this.
Pretty paint job.
It is a pretty paint job, and like we were saying, like, it might even be original paint. You know? What do you think?
Looks pretty original.
Evie, tell them why original paint's so cool.
Because if it's the paint job's never really been messed with, it's just really cool.
Why do you think it's cool? What makes it neat to you?
They're super rare and most of them are really pretty.
I'll tell you what, that color of yours is really pretty. Man, look at these two bikes next to each other. Holy smokes. What a pair of machines. Look at this. That's what I'm talking about, kid. We are gonna be cruising. We are gonna be cruising. I can't wait for this. Oh my goodness. All right, so.
Should we check the tires?
We can definitely check the tire pressure.
Back one seems pretty good.
Back one seems pretty good. Well, we'll get a gauge on it just to check. Okay, yeah, that's a BT. And this one is a 65 BT. Okay, if I'm not mistaken, uh-oh. There's gas in that one. Uh-oh.
How's it smell?
Pretty stinky. Pretty stinky. Okay. First things first. Let's back this one a little bit out of the way so we can get around our lift. Order of operations. Now, the fellow I bought this said the bike ran. These bikes, really, really simple because they're only two-stroke motorcycles. You know what a two-stroke is versus a four-stroke?
Not really.
Okay. Well, good to know. Two-stroke bike, right? You've got your piston go up and down.
Yeah.
So a two-stroke means, or every one, two strokes, the spark plug fires and you have combustion, right? So it's like induction, compression, induction, compression. A four-stroke motorcycle, completely different deal, okay? You've got induction stroke, compression stroke, combustion stroke. The fourth stroke is the exhaust stroke where it comes out. So first thing we gotta do is drain this nasty, well, first thing, let's air up the tires. So here you go, Ev. You grab this and what we're gonna do, so you're gonna squeeze the trigger, right? And we're going for about 25 pounds. So it starts at 10, so you're gonna actually go to 35. Don't squeeze the trigger yet, let me plug it in. 20, so you're gonna go to 35. There you go. Now, 32, a little more. There you go, okay, there's 25 pounds in that tire. There you go. A touch more. There you go. Perfect, 35 pounds. Yeah, so what it's looking like, this thing is pitted. It's definitely been apart. I do see some new wiring on it too. They're relatively new wiring, Evie, that I think was probably put on by the guy that had it before we did. Now, there's some really kind of cool modifications to this bike also that are completely non-standard and make this that much cooler. A little Hummer ought to have handlebars like this one over here. So this one particularly, this has like the high-rise bars, and you see how the handlebars plug in right there at the stem? This one over here is totally different. It's got these big, wide 1949 panhead handlebars on here. 1949 only, they didn't have the reinforcement on the handlebar. To even mount these bars, they had to custom affix these panhead risers. It's like they just pulled this right off of a pan Hydroglide front end, figured out how to mount it on top of here. Headlight, pretty standard headlights. Got the chrome Teleglide nacelle. I love the 61 paint job too with that star decal. What's your favorite part of this bike so far?
I really like the paint.
No, we should see
what color. It's not too shiny.
It's not too. That's my girl. See? Training them up right here. Shiny paint, you can make it shiny anytime. I'll tell you what, there's a book over there called Legend Begins. It's that little black book. And we're gonna find out exactly what this color is called, Ev. While I'm taking the spark plug out, you can flip to 1961 in there, and you're gonna look for a model BT is what you're looking for. And the model BT is the Hummer.
There it is.
There it is. Wow, okay, it says it's called a Super 10, so it's not even called a Hummer for this year.
52497-61, all white, and then 52496-61, red and white.
Red and white, okay. So there's your part number, 52496-61. Is the color, and it's just red and white. I thought it might be like some hi-fi red and white or Calypso red and white. It's just called red and white. Interesting. Plug looks beautiful. Check that out, Evie.
Cool.
So what you're looking for is like a little grayish brown. It's not sooty. We're gonna check the plug gap. So you hold on to this. And what I want you to do, sweetie, is somewhere between here and here, you're gonna be able to slide this right in between that little gap. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was 15. And there's a few. You're gonna wanna find out what the biggest one that you can slide into that little gap is. And you don't wanna jam it in there. We're checking the spark plug gap. I'm gonna get to draining the fuel.
It looks like...
in the bad gas.
15,381.
What's that?
This one.
15 thousandths. That's the biggest one you can fit in.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Okay, 15, 16 thousandths. That's pretty good. That's right where you want it, 15 thousandths. Yeah, this bike's got to be sitting for at least 15 or 18 years. It does have the new wiring, so I know it's not completely original stuff, but even the new wiring shows some age. This fuel shutoff actually works really nice. We're going to find out how many of these they made. Okay, now somewhere in the back of that book, that you'll be able to flip to 1965.
BT?
Yep.
They made 1,587.
So this bike is as rare as a 1936 knucklehead. They actually made fewer of these than a 1936 Harley-Davidson knucklehead, Evie. Really cool. Okay. Hey, all right. Chris, we're just getting started.
Ooh, nice.
The goal at hand today was to get Evie's 1961
Super 10.
A Super 10, her 1961 Super 10 up and running for her to ride on her very first motorcycle. But I made a caveat. She, and now you, have to help get that 1965 Harley two-stroke up and running so we can both get out and cruise the streets of Maggie Valley.
I just walked in here and walked right past this and didn't even look at it.
To get out and cruise the streets of Maggie Valley, or at least the parking lot here at Wheels Through Time. So can you?
So she's going to ride that one, and you and I are going to ride two up on this one?
We could do that. Hey, I noticed there are buddy pegs on there. There are passenger pegs. All right, so now we got to check compression. Get on over to the other side. Try kicking that thing, Evie. So you're gonna stand up on the lift. Yep. Nice. It's got great compression. You hear that? You hear how it's popping my finger off? Okay.
Ooh. There you go. That's a kick.
That's a kick. Yeah, girl. Okay. I love it. So we got great compression. So let's check spark. What did I do with that old spark plug, Evie? Right over here. Okay, get back over there. We're gonna kick it again. And see if we have the spark. Oh gosh, yes! All right. You wanna see?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw it.
See it?
Yes, I see it.
Every time? That is good. Okay. All right, I love that. I love that. It means we got spark, we got compression. This is looking good.
Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees? Because they're so good at it.
That is hilarious.
What
do you think of that?
You gotta go with a Goodman now.
I mean, we may as well just put gas in it and go for it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you get some gas, I'll find the two-stroke stuff.
Yep.
We may as well, heck, while Chris is getting gas for your bike, Ev, let's go ahead and do the same thing to this bike, all right? Mm-hmm. This one here, I don't even think we need to put it on the lift.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah.
There we are.
Perfect. Okay. What do we got now? I think it's kind of nice. It's taller than yours. Did you notice that?
Yep.
With that big buddy seat.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I notice on this bike is this one's actually got rear suspension. Come check this out. Evie, you see how yours is a rigid rear end here? The frame is like all back here. This is rigid, means there's no suspension on the rear wheel. This one here, they actually did a swing. It's a funky swing arm too, because the springs are way down underneath. Ooh, that sticky. Let's get some Croil out. I want to loosen it up.
Maybe we try a little bit on like the back side.
It's tight. It's definitely tight. Mucho better. Okay. Oh, you even found the two-stroke oil?
Yep.
Nice. Okay. I'm liking that. Yeah, this is absolutely going to have to come. This carburetor is going to have to come off because the fuel's been on all these years.
Oh, yeah.
What we're going to do, let's pull the carb off and we'll check spark here real shortly. In the meantime, let's see if we can get Evie's up and going. So what are you feeling like about your bike? Are you nervous? Are you excited?
I'm excited.
You're excited?
It's really cool.
It's really cool?
Yeah.
So are you nervous at all?
Kinda? Not too much.
Not too much? You are a very good rider. What are you expecting? What do you think?
I think it's gonna be a sweet ride.
Having never heard this thing run, I don't know how much tuning we may have to do. And
yeah, you never know. Some bikes fire up on the first kick, some take like 50.
That's right.
Like that loud one that you like to do burnouts on.
Definitely the hardest kicking bike.
I think it won't take very many kicks, I don't think, because when I kicked it, it was pretty smooth.
It was really smooth, which leads us to the...
Actually easier to kick than my 110.
It is easier to kick than your 110?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And that thing's got a compression release. Okay. So now the thing about mixing the fuel here is, this doesn't have it. I'll be darned. Gas tank's pretty good inside. It doesn't have the cup. So let's check this one. Wow, it doesn't have the cup. Look at that gas cap. Girl, between that and the 49 bars, you want to sell this thing?
No.
Oh, boy. Oh, Chris. Oh, man.
That's some stinky gas.
That's some really bad gas. What's in there, Steve? Oh, no. Yeah. Luckily.
Looks like I'm getting my arm workout today.
Well, you know what we need? One of our viewers suggested we need a dryer.
Yeah.
Back here. And you wrap the gas tank in a bunch of towels, put sheet metal screws inside the dryer. We might have a dryer in our future. That's right, let's pull this off while we're doing it. We may as well pull that fuel line. The carb's gonna have to come off also. Which one do you like better?
I like mine better.
You like yours better? Okay, so let's just walk
this
that
side.
This
one's gonna take a little more work.
This one's gonna take a little more work.
Why did the motorcycle fall over?
Why is that?
It was too tired.
Nice. Ready?
Yep.
All right. There we go. Nice. I'll tell you what. We'll make sure we got spark. We'll pull the carb. And you do you.
I'll take care of this.
So you're going to get a lesson in Harley Davidson Hummer carburetors.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
In fact, I almost wonder if we ought to do yours just to do it. They're the exact same carburetor. So we're gonna take your carb off too. We're gonna do them together.
Okay.
Go, okay. All right, kid. Come on over. Let class begin. So, you know the difference between a flat and a Phillips screwdriver?
The flat. The tip is flat. And then on the Phillips, the tip is not flat.
Yes. What we want to make sure about these carbs is that all the passages are clean. This is your throttle, okay? So take it like this and you grab this thing on top. When you twist your throttle, see it's like, see how it's closed? And then when you twist the throttle, you open it like this.
Yeah.
And that's what allows fuel into your engine.
Yeah.
Fuel and air mixture. So we're gonna go ahead and take these down. So I kind of want to look at the adjustment on each one of them, and we're going to write it down. One half, one, one half, one and a half. Let's check this one. One half, three, four, four and a half, four and a half. So Evie, Dad, we're gonna take the floats off now, okay? So grab your screwdriver, and that's those three screws. Okay. So you're gonna unscrew those three screws. Yep, there's one. I wonder how bad this is really gonna be. So pop that open, see what's in there.
Ooh, just some gas.
Just some old gas. And did it even have, it didn't even have a gasket. Oh my goodness. Okay. So first thing we're doing is we're gonna check needle and seat. So don't you mess with this because this part's pretty gross. See that? See it?
Yeah.
How we were, how it was suction on my lip?
Yeah.
That means your float's working. That's okay. Good, okay? That's really good. So you set that to the side. All done there. Let me check this one. Something tells me this one is not gonna work. That was disgusting. Okay. There and how'd it turn out, boss?
Actually, based on how it looked when I first started, surprisingly well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great, man. Holy moly. Wow.
Wow.
Well, you know what they say. he's pretty good, isn't he? Okay, next step, let's pull this main jet out. Does it look pretty clean?
Yeah, yours? It looks pretty clean.
Okay, we'll clean off. We'll set our extra parts down over there. Let's unscrew our top plug here for the main.
I should be able to do that with my hands now. So do I just take this off?
Yep, you take it all the way out. How's it look? Pretty good?
Pretty clean.
Except okay.
There's a little bit of gas. But...
Oh yeah, she's clean. Okay, we've got it pretty much apart right now.
Bang with hand.
Bang with hand. That's right. Taking notes. What do you think, Chris? Is it worth putting that gas tank back on? Get it? It's getting there.
The reserve side is working. The main side is not yet.
Okay.
So I'm gonna get some carb cleaner and see if I can, I'm gonna see, make sure that passage is clear.
Well, this would here would explain our, wow. This would explain our two different carburetor adjustments, Evie. Is yours has four holes, five holes in that main nozzle. This one has two. See the difference in the holes?
So this one's mine.
That's you. Wow, okay.
I'm gonna have to explain to Mom why my hands are so greasy.
And why they stink so bad? Yeah, you're not kidding. You mean I'm gonna have to explain to Mom. Heavy on the bottom, you were at one. One turn out, one full turn. Yep, one half. One. Beautiful. Think your hands are gross before. This stuff is super sticky. Okay. Ready? There you go. So you got your screws? Yep.
Got it.
You got it? All right. All right. Here's my air cleaner. You didn't have an air filter. Let's put your carb on. Five, six, seven. Yours is almost ready to run, Evie. I think we are officially there. Yes, okay. Hook this throttle cable up. Ev, I do believe we're ready to crank this bad boy up.
What about gas?
Gas, good point.
Chris brought something.
Yeah, Chris brought the gas and I wish I had
a just gonna comment on the seat. This is a really nice seat.
It's a nice seat. I think the seat's new.
Looks
I think
pretty
it's comfy.
New.
How's it feel? Sit on it.
Oh yeah, that's good.
You reach the pegs?
Yes, I can reach
and
the
pegs. And you can reach the ground.
Yeah. I
can. You know how you gotta like hang off a little bit like you do on your TTR?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But on my TTR, if I do this, actually this almost has the same fit as my TTR.
Almost the same fit?
But I can like put my toes a little bit farther down on my TTR, but.
And you might even be able to hop off the front of the seat a little forward and then get down. Can you touch there better any?
Yeah, that's about how I fit on my TTR.
Okay. Hey, that's good, because you've ridden taller stuff. Remember when you rode the BW?
Yeah.
All right, here, feel the throttle. The thing about that throttle, Ev, is you have to return it yourself, okay? Now you're gonna be in first gear and it's gonna go slow enough, it's never gonna get faster than you're used to going. But you have to roll it off yourself. I'm nervous. You're not even nervous and I'm nervous. Okay. This is how we mix the gas. This says two cycles. One per 2 liters. Super pitted. Can you guys read that? Harley Davidson, two cycle oil, US. One something per 2 liters.
That's 2 gallons for that in a 2 gallon can.
2 gallons, yeah. That's what I thought. Dump the whole thing in. What's gonna be special about this to you?
It's my first time riding a Harley on my own.
Ready? Okay, I'll gas it for you. Are you gonna kick it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're solid there. Good stuff. Tight? Man, how many kicks? Since it's your first time kicking a Harley, we're not gonna put any pressure on you. And it's gonna take as many kicks as it needs to. So first things first, let me flip the choke on, and I just want you to feel what kicking it is like, okay? Yeah, keep going. Oh, you're gonna do it, kiddo. Okay, now let's turn the gas on. Let that float bowl fill up a little bit. And you go ahead and give it some kicks. All right, you got it. Here, I'll tell you what. We're gonna go like this, and I'm gonna help your foot. Ready? Ready? 1, 2, 3. You okay?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Yeah! Watch the gear shifter. Don't use it yet, all right? You feel how you gotta go all the way back? I'm trying to think where the kill switch is on a Hummer. So.
Well, we know it sounds nice.
And that's, it sounds good, girl. All right, let's do it, kiddo. It looked like Evie was super excited we got the bike cranked up and running. Next step, for her to see if she can hop on and see if she can ride it. But first, we gotta breathe some life into this 65 Pacer. Okay, next bike, one down, one to go. Mm-hmm. Okay, so next operation. We get this 65 running. Evie, climb over on the other side and let's tighten up that clamp, if you will. Okay. I feel like we got a little bit ahead of ourselves on rebuilding that carburetor, but I wanted to do it with you so we could do them both at the same time. Next thing we need to do on this bike is check spark. So if you want to grab that socket over there, oh, that's even loose already. So that might be good and that might be bad. Okay, ready? Are you gonna give it a kick? We're gonna see if we have the spark. So now don't shock me.
I won't.
Oh,
there it is. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, we got good spark. Nice white spark there. Okay, blue spark.
Whatever color it is.
Okay, so if you grab me that wrench in that socket there, or you grab it for yourself, pop the socket right on there, tighten the wrench back up. We're gonna get this carburetor installed. Chris, do you wanna install this petcock?
Yep.
Let's use a little bit of the easy turn just on the threads.
Yep.
And we should be in business.
There you go.
Yes.
I love it. That's it. Let me feel it. See how tight you got it.
How'd you get so strong?
How'd you get so strong, bro?
Okay. Next step is we are going to install the carburetor. We've still got a real nice carburetor gasket. Evie, you see you have one nut and one washer. So did you know that these motorcycles get 90 miles per gallon of gas? Pretty wild. How long do you think it us to do? How long do you think it would take us to do 90 miles? About an afternoon, right?
Yeah.
This girl runs a tank of gas through her dirt bike without even getting off of it. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Can you put that nut and the washer and the nut on there? Think you can get it? Do you remember what this one was called?
Nope.
This, so yours was called a what?
Super 10.
A Super 10. And this one, I was doing some research, and it's actually called a Pacer. So it's a little different in that it has, I think, what are those? Are those 16-inch wheels too? 16-inch wheels? Rubber. Gaskets. They're in the, I think, one of those drawers on the right.
On the right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're black rubber, so yep. You'll see them straight away or you won't. Here, go up to Mr. Chris and say, hey, I found one.
Found it.
Oh, excellent.
All right.
She said you took too long.
Well, yeah.
So we know we got spark. Evie, what do we need for a motorcycle to crank up?
Gasoline.
Yep. Spark.
Spark.
And compression. Compression, spark, and fuel. We got compression. We got spark. Now if we can get that gas tank on there, I think we'll have fuel. Okay, Evie, we're setting the throttle cable up. And we're at idle now. And we're at idle here. So let's give that throttle a little bit of twist. Just a little twist until you can see this guy. Wait, I don't really like that. Okay, give me the tiniest little bit of twist. Right there, I love it. Perfect, nice job. Throttle action, good. Okay, you hop on the other side and we're gonna tighten these down here. Beautiful.
Pretty good.
Got it tight? Feel good to you? Okay, I think you're good. Okay. Worry for a tank and a fuel line, y'all. All right. Let's check this out. Gas tank. One beautiful gas tank. I just still can't believe two original paint Hummers, Harley lightweights, a Super 10 and a Pacer. There you go. Does he look good there? Chris?
Yep.
Okay, we're looking pretty solid here. So you guys might have heard us talking Hummer, Hummer, Hummer. I always, and a lot of folks, you know.
Neither of them are actually called a Hummer.
Though. Not all of them are Hummers. They made them
neither
only.
Neither of the ones that we're working on.
None of the ones we're working on. So they actually only made the Hummer from 1955 to 1959 specifically. And it was like a stripped down Harley Davidson lightweight, magneto ignition, none of the bells and whistles. Prior to that, they had more dress-up models, and I believe even during. And then after, they had the dress-up models. So Evie's is a 61, it's a Super 10. It's got the little 16-inch wheels. This one has the rear suspension. It's called a Pacer, and original 1965 paint. Same paint scheme as the 65 Panhead, pretty much. Tight?
Yep.
Okay, I like it.
Oh, hold on.
What's that? Of course, of course. Yep. Oh, wow. That seat might have went inboard of this tank. I think the seat did. Good call, Chris.
Could have called it earlier, Chris.
Well, you know, guy. I was so taken aback by the cubic inches of this motorcycle.
125 cc's. What's that for cubic inches? Maybe So if you got 750, it's 45. So that's 253. It's a third. It's 1/6 of a 45. Yeah. Right? 45 divided by 6. Since you guys know I'm so strong at math.
70, a little over 70.
Like 5.8, I believe.
Six yeah. times 5 is 30.
I don't know what you call these. I've never seen
it's division.
Six times 6 is 36. I'm just figuring out how many. You're going backwards. He's 7.5. Because 45 divided by 6.
Stay in school, kids.
I swear, at one point in my life, math was my strong suit.
It was mine too. Like, I was in honors math all the way through high school.
Oh, and I can barely do math to save my life now.
Just take all this right. Take this as a note, Evian.
All right, kiddo. And we're ready for fuel line. I'm gonna go under. Like a so. Okay, what are we thinking? I'm thinking how many kicks?
I'm thinking around five.
Five kicks?
Yeah.
Man, I like how you think, girl. It's been a long time since this bike ran, probably since the 1980s. What's that? 40 years. Jerry told me it should run no problem. So far, we haven't had any problems. All right, so we're ready for gas, I think. So do you want to grab that gas can? Girl, I think we're ready to do this. Bevy, you want to help me fill this up? Yep, set those aside. You can tip it all the way up. Yeah, you just hold it there for a minute. Who's ready? Who's ready? Anybody got any guesses on kicks? You said...
Five.
You say?
Three.
Three kicks. You guys are confident.
It's got a spark, it's got fuel.
You guys are confident.
Doesn't need much compression.
Doesn't need much compression. Okay, my guess is 8 kicks.
8, okay.
We've got ignition. I found out where the kill switch is.
Where?
Pretty neat, come check this out. This little button over here on the engine grounds out the points right there.
Oh, wow.
So it's a tiny little button. All right, carb's not leaking, choke's on. I said 8, leave it in the comments, however many you guys think. Steve, you got a guess?
6.
6 kicks.
25. Fold our peg up there.
Oh, that's 4. That was 4 kicks. Here's the 5th kick. Oh, that wasn't a good kick. 4 kicks. 5 kicks.
8
kicks. Look at that. Come
both
over.
Original.
Come over here and let's look at these. What do you like better? Which one do you like better?
Mike.
Me too. Me too.
Clutch?
Clutch, that's the clutch. Now I'm gonna teach you how to work your clutch real quick and easy. So
I know how to work the clutch on the dog.
You do. So you know how you push it in and then you let it out? Okay? With this, you pull it in and you let it out very slowly and gently. I know you can do it. You're gonna do awesome. Do you want to go down that hill or do you want to start down on the bottom?
Start down.
Start on the bottom? I like how you think. Okay, so I'll walk it down with you. Chris, will you walk the other one down?
Yep.
Yep, you got it. I'm helping you push. All right, let's get her suited up. Ready? Okay. Tightened up. You excited?
Yeah.
Me too. Okay, let's get you started. Tip that kickstand up. Okay, now remember the clutch action. Super easy, pull it in and you're gonna let it out gently, remember? Until you start to feel it pull, okay? So first thing you do is pull it in, put your other foot down, that foot down, pop it down into gear. Okay, and you're off. And when you wanna stop, you pull that clutch in, all right? And remember, the further out you are, the easier it is to pull in. Ready? Go for it. Let her out.
Evie hopped on that 1961 Harley and rode it like a pro. She didn't even kill it once. The kid's an absolute natural. She's been riding for several years now, and I knew she'd jump on this thing and knock it out of the park.
What can you say? We start them young here at Wheels Through Time.
Nothing makes me happier as a dad than to see my little girl having fun. Really brings back memories of me and my dad doing the same thing when I was a kid. I can see us logging many miles on these two machines in the years to come.
Pull your clutch in. Yeah! Whoa, nice job! You did it!
Awesome.
All right! What's it like?
Fun.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
Just in time for the rain. First Harley Davidson ride in your young life. So you're, tell everybody how old you are.
10.
You're 10. Did you think you were gonna be riding a Harley Davidson at 10 years old? No, I'm super proud of you. That was like, oh, my heart is full, kiddo. I hope it was as fun for you as it was for me.
It was.
Hopefully we can put lots more miles on these. We'll start taking them to antique bike swap meets. I got you. You stand up on that thing good too. It's really like a perfect size for you. You wanna go ride up on the red brick patio over there? Amazing, holy cow, it's starting to rain, kid. Good. Ready? The one down. Nice. That was your first rain ride, too.
Thanks for watching me get my first Harley Davidson up and running. Check out one of these two videos. See you next time.
I'm proud of you. That was amazing. That was so cool.